Hello, Miner fans. Welcome once again, and thanks for listening to another edition of the Picks Up Podcast, exploring the sports, stories, issues, and personalities associated with UTEP Athletics. I'm John Teicher. Hope that you and yours are safe and well. Continued thanks to all of our healthcare professionals, first responders, and to all on the front line whose efforts are so significant and much appreciated. After surrendering 35 quarterback sacks a season ago, the UTEP football offense has allowed only 8 such takedowns through the first 6 games of 2020, a remarkable reduction given that quarterback Gavin Hardison is in his first go-around as a starter. It's also a solid affirmation of an offensive line that returned 3 starters plus 2 others that had seen quite a bit of action in the past. The newest starter among that group is from Southern California. He saw action as a reserve in 2019, won a starting job this past spring, was voted a captain by his teammates prior to the start of this season, and has started all 6 minor games thus far. Number 75 in the orange and blue, sophomore center Andrew Meyer is with us to discuss it all and his path to El Paso and to UTEP. And Andrew, thank you for taking the time to do this and talk UTEP football with us.
Of course, anytime.
As we tape this week, it appears that the Miners are on track to play their first game in 3 weeks and only the 3rd game in the last 7 weeks. How excited are you and your teammates to finally get back on the field?
Oh, we're pumped up. It's been a long wait. Every week these past couple of weeks, you know, you can just tell everybody's on edge. Everybody just wants to hit somebody else. Everybody wants to hit a different color. And we're really pumped up, and we can't wait to get out on the field on Saturday.
Miners got through their first 5 games without a hitch. How challenging has it been for you and the guys to navigate through all the stops, the starts, the uncertainty that have followed?
It's not challenging. It's just frustrating sometimes. I mean, when you prepare a whole week for a team and then that game goes out the window, it's incredibly frustrating, but we just take one step at a time, one day at a time, focus on today, winning the day. And then hopefully by the end of the week, we have a game. And this week, it looks like we're going to have a game, and everybody's really pumped up about it, like I said, and we're just ready to get out and play somebody.
Is your personality such that you normally deal with things in stride, or has all of this madness brought you a new degree of patience and tolerance?
Oh, no doubt. It's brought a whole new degree of patience. I mean, whether it's going to the grocery store or staying home and just doing homework online nowadays, I mean, it's all patience. It's all taking one step at a time. Like I said, it's just, you got to be really patient, especially with online class, all these online classes, all this online work, just hearing day by day, whether we're going to have a COVID test one day or not, this week and past weeks, whether we're going to have a game on Saturday, and we find out with short notice, and you just have to be patient.
Just goes to show you that you can pull some positives out of the toughest of times, can't you?
Oh yeah, of course.
Does it even feel like you're a college student this year with all of your studies being conducted virtually?
It's definitely different, that's for sure. Not having that face-to-face recognition of new people, meeting new people out in class, seeing people on campus that you don't see normally. I mean, I see the guys on the football team every day, but that hasn't changed over the past couple of years. But it's weird only seeing them. You never get to see any new faces unless you're going out shopping, and you're still supposed to stay 6 feet away. So you're just kind of confined to your own home, staying online, watching Zoom calls from teachers. It's interesting, that's for sure.
Do you miss that interaction with your fellow students outside of your teammates?
Oh yeah, no doubt. It's always good to meet new people, get out of your box, and get out of your comfort zone. So I love meeting new people.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you're a psychology major. How would you like to utilize that someday beyond football?
I actually switched my major recently, not too recently, but this past semester and the previous one were our new major. I'm a history major now, but after football, I really just want to be a teacher, work in education, and eventually just coach too.
You've twice been a member of the Conference USA Commissioner's Academic Honor Roll, and also the recipient of an academic medal for a 3.75 better GPA. How much pride do you take in that side of things?
I take a lot of pride in my academics. Ever since I was little, my parents and my whole family has made that priority over sports. And I still abide by that now, because at the end of the day, if it weren't for my education, I wouldn't be able to get out on that football field. And honestly, at some point, it's the sad truth, but at some point football is going to end, and I'm going to have to rely on that education standpoint to get me through the rest of my life.
Coming out of San Marcos High School in Southern California, you initially committed to the Air Force Academy. What changed your mind?
There was a lot of stuff that went into it. Ultimately, though, I didn't feel it was the best fit for me at the time. I feel like I pulled the trigger too quick on that decision. I mean, it is a hard decision to make at the age of 18, but I feel like I'm in the right place, and I always live by the idea that everything happens for a reason. And I know I'm here at UTEP for a reason, and we all are. We're all here for a reason. But I love it here. I'm so happy with my decision. I'm so happy that the coaching staff gave me the opportunity to come here.
What was it about El Paso and UTEP in particular that drew you here?
It was an easy change for me. El Paso's a lot like my hometown. Not a lot of water, but it was an easy change, and I just felt that the coaching staff was so down to earth, which they are. I was right about. Coach Dimmel, Coach Simmons, Coach Canales, all the coaching staff, just so they really do care about us, and that's why I'm so happy that I made the right choice, and I know I did make the right choice.
Didn't Army also recruit you?
Yes, they did. I never had an interest in Army just because it was so far away from home at the time, and I mean, at that point in my life, I was nervous to be that far away from home. It was like one of those kind of things, but I'm just happy where I am right now.
So you arrived at UTEP, you redshirted your first season in 2018. Is that something that you expected and that you welcomed as well?
Yeah, I feel like for the most part, the offensive line position is a redshirt position, just because it takes so much maturity to play this spot, whether that be mentally, whether that be physically. Ultimately, physically, though, just having those couple extra years under your belt of maturity in general, your body develops differently as you grow. So also give me that extra year in the weight room really helped me, and just every I welcomed it heavily, and plus it also gave me an extra year of academics, so can't do wrong with that.
So much technique involved too in playing the offensive line, right?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, everything. It's our coach always says it's precision bombing. So whether that be a 6-inch step to your left or a 6-inch step to your right, I mean, it really is. And that extra being so precise can help you so much in the game.
What did you learn from practicing that year and just watching your teammates play?
I learned a lot. And especially being behind a guy like Gatewood, I learned a ton. I grew as a person, mentally and physically, as I said. Especially mentally, being out in college on your own, it's a different atmosphere, that's for sure. And I I encourage everyone to experience that at some point. But just ultimately being behind all those guys, we had such great guys on the team, very welcoming. And I just learned a lot my first year out there.
Specifically, last year playing behind Darren Gatewood, what did you get from him?
I just try to come to practice every day and be like him. One of the biggest things with him is just his toughness in general. I mean, the man was held together by tape and braces by the end of his last year, and you could just see that he really wanted to be here. He really wanted to win, and I took that mentality from him. I mean, also just watching him at practice, watching him in the games, you know, you just slowly learn to be like a person. And I really appreciate the fact that he was in front of me for that whole year.
This spring, you earned the starting center job, and then your teammates subsequently voted you a captain. How did you react to that?
I was being a person that hadn't really started any games here. It was pretty shocking, but at the same time, I feel like I definitely earned it to a certain extent. I really committed myself to making sure that everyone else was committed. I really just committed myself into doing everything the right way, whether that be in the school, the classroom, showing up 30 to an hour minutes early, just everything about it. But it was really shocking, and I'm really grateful for the fact that my teammates look at me in that way. And that doesn't mean that I can become complacent, though, and I know that in my head. I always want to strive to be better, take every day by day, like I said earlier, and just get better and be better for them ultimately. I mean, at the end of the day, you can't really get through this stuff doing things for yourself. So every day I come in and I do what I do for my teammates, ultimately my coaches and my family back home. So I just really want to be better for them.
Sounds as though leadership comes naturally to you, and it's something you welcome.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I welcome it for sure. I've never been the guy that's afraid to get up and tell somebody they're doing something wrong. And I've always lived my life like that, and I will continue to do that. The biggest thing is just holding each other accountable, and I want other people to hold me accountable as well, whether they're a captain, whether they're a backup, whether they're a scout. If I'm doing something wrong, I want them to tell me as well.
You're committed to turning this thing around, aren't you?
Oh yeah, no doubt.
All right, let's talk about the guys you play with. There are experienced guards on each side of you in Bobby DeHaro and Elijah Klein. How have they been able to help you through is this, your first season as a starter?
They've helped me a ton. Elijah's actually my roommate. He's one of my really good friends. We, over the breaks, we hang out with each other all the time because we live close to each other. And Bobby's been great. Just his experience alone. He's started a couple years here. But they both have just helped me so much. They both push me every day to get better and better. And I try to do the same thing for them.
With Darte Lee, Zuri Henry, and Jeremiah Byers at tackle, how would you say the O-line has progressed this year?
A ton. It's night and day, to be honest with you. I feel like we've grown so much as a brotherhood alone. I think we finally figured out that we're really doing this for each other. We're not doing it for anybody else, whether that be the people in the stands or the people behind us. We don't care what the scoreboard says. We're going to do it for each other. And I feel like that's the biggest thing that has changed, is just the culture in general. I mean, you see it every day. People showing up earlier, people putting the extra film sessions in. We have voluntary Zoom meetings almost every day, and you see more and more people on it every day. So you can just tell that the entire culture of our position has just changed, and we've really just started to try and put the team on our backs to get a victory. And we know that it comes down to us at the end of the day, and we know that we have good guys at every other spot, and we know that we have to take it upon ourselves to get it done and get a W.
As I mentioned, top only 8 sacks allowed thus far this season. The group, I think, has done very well in keeping the pocket clean for Gavin Hardison. Obviously, you guys deserve a lot of credit for that. How much credit does Gavin deserve?
I think Gavin deserves a lot of credit. He's dealing with a big role himself. He's just like me, stepping into his first year of starting, really. And I think he deserves a lot of credit. He's done a really good job of coming in, and he's not incredibly vocal as a leader, but you can tell that he leads by example. He's always in doing extra film. He's always got his plays down. He's mentally terrific, and physically he's terrific too. He's got a great arm. I mean, I think a lot of the credit he deserves a lot of it.
Does he have command of the huddle on the field?
Yeah, for the most part he does. Sometimes I gotta get on some people, but he does.
How would you characterize the relationship between a center and a quarterback? Because obviously it's a relationship like none other on the football field.
It's definitely an unspoken bond. I mean, me and Gavin are really close. We do stuff with each other. We go out to dinner and stuff like that. We hang out on the weekends. I mean, just in general, the entire O-line relationship with him has changed, and you can tell that compared to years past. I mean, this year is just so much different, and I'm just really excited for what we got going on.
What in particular, what do you want? What do you like from the quarterbacks that you work with, and how can your quarterbacks make your job easier?
Ultimately what I want is just confidence. I mean, whether if he throws an interception, I want him to put that behind him right away. He's got to act like he's got to have that confidence that he's the best player on the field. And I feel that he does. He's very calm and collected, which is a good thing at that position. You can't be someone that gets frustrated really easy or someone who's a hothead. But I feel like he does a really good job at that. And I wouldn't pick anybody else over him, to be honest with you.
All right, we talked about pass pro. What about run blocking? How would you evaluate the O-line's run blocking to this point this season?
I feel like we've done a good job. I mean, there's always – we obviously want to get better. We obviously want to get those 200-yard rushing games, 200-plus-yard rushing games. And I feel like especially our most previous games, we really stepped it up in the run game, especially with Charlotte. But as long as we come out and we're just technically sound and have no missed assignments, we'll do a great job. I mean, our O-line coach does a fantastic job every day at practice, getting us prepared for the next game. But I feel like our run game is really progressing, and it's on the right track for sure.
All right, let's focus in on your game. How would you grade your own game at this point?
It's got to be better. I mean, I'm not the type of person that's going to sit here and say that I'm doing great things. I mean, I'm not a big fan of bragging about myself, to be honest with you, but I can clean up a lot of stuff in the run game. I can clean up stuff in the pass game as well. mentally, I feel like I got all the plays down, all the playbook down. But just I mean, I got to get a lot better, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm doing good where I'm at right now, but I want to be a lot better than I am right now.
What do you see as your biggest strengths on the field?
Probably my pass protection, to be honest. My run blocking can be a lot better, but my pass blocking seems to be pretty good. Haven't really given up any pressures this year, but yeah, I would say that pass pro is definitely my strength.
Recently, to the Remington Award watch list that annually goes to the top college football center. Were you surprised to hear that?
I was very honored to be on that list, and truly surprised, because I only had played I think three or four games when that came out. So I'm very honored and very surprised. I mean, obviously I hold myself to that high standard, and I want to be better than just on the watch list, but I was very honored to see that. And I was shocked when they told me at practice, because they told me right after practice, and I was like, what? Like, I had no idea. But no, I was very honored to be on that list.
I would think that something like that, and just in talking with you, would motivate you even more, does it?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. And it's pretty cool to be recognized like that, especially at the position that I play. Because the O-line, you know, doesn't really get too much recognition, but seeing that was really cool, and it really just pushes me to be better every day. And I mean, there's a lot of other factors that push me to be better every day, but that definitely went onto the list.
Let's get to the center position just a little bit more closely. Obviously, it starts every scrimmage play. Tell us about the position's responsibilities and what makes it such a challenging spot to play.
The biggest responsibility for me is especially for the run game, I set the table. So I make the initial call, and then the rest of the offensive line makes their call off of mine. And then for pass pro, I mean, I make the all the pass protection calls, whether we're sliding left, sliding right, or doing our man protection, just based off of the defensive front. I feel like the center position is definitely a mental position to be playing. I mean, and it's physical as well. I mean, I'm always when you're at the center position, you're always kind of a step behind because you're snapping the ball too. So I don't know, but I wouldn't choose to be at any other spot. I like to be at the center position.
As players get more experience at this level, they frequently talk about the game slowing down. Have you found that to be true?
Yes, absolutely. Game one compared to game six was incredible. I mean, game one, it almost seems as if bullets are flying. It's a Chinese fire drill, you know, whereas game six is just everything just is on the table, and you can see everything as you gain that experience, and you just know. And it's also, with experience comes confidence, because I mean, game one, obviously I was pretty nervous my first start, and I was nervous, but I also knew what was at stake. But game six, I mean, it was just such a difference in confidence. And yeah, it definitely makes it a lot easier.
Getting back to the center position specifically, you're from a family of football centers, correct? Your father?
Yes.
Your younger brother, Cooper, right?
Yep, I am. My older brother played center at the University of Montana. He walked on there, earned a scholarship, and started at the center spot. My little brother, he's young, but his first year of football was actually last year, and they put him at the center spot just because he was the only one on the team that could snap the ball. And he did a good job. I don't know if he wants to continue doing that. I mean, he can do whatever he wants, whatever he chooses, but it's definitely in the arsenal of the family, that's for sure.
I'll bet Cooper looks up to you, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He does. Both me and my older brother. I mean, I never hear it because he tries to hide it from me, but his friends always tell me about it, so.
Andrew, you hinted at it. It's largely a position of anonymity, unless, of course, and you know this, you make a mistake, then everyone notices. Where does the satisfaction come from a job well done as an offensive lineman?
A win, to be honest with you. Because at the end of the day, we could play the best game that we ever have had and lose the game, and we'll still be extremely upset. I mean, ultimately, we know how important our position is, and we know, and the other four guys, the other five guys on our team will tell you that it's the most unselfish position on the entire team. I mean, we could care less if we have the best game of our life and we lose. I mean, even Charlotte, I mean, we played a pretty good game and we lost that game. We came out with a loss and no one was satisfied. All we thought about was how we can get better. What can we do better to help our team win the game? And ultimately, I feel like that win is definitely the ultimate satisfaction at our position.
And certainly in particular, I would think if Deion Hankins has a 100-yard game, or if Gavin doesn't get sacked, he's got satisfaction.
Of course. We're always trying to get Deion 100 yards, or whoever's back there, whether that's Ron Awad or Josh Fields. I mean, we want to give them as many touchdowns and as many yards as they can get, and of course always keep the quarterback up, which we emphasize every week, day in and day out, but yeah, no doubt.
What are your expectations for the rest of the season?
My expectations are winning out, to be honest with you. There's no reason that we can't win every one of our games that's left on our schedule. And we have a realistic opportunity to do that. I feel like our entire conference is extremely even, especially all the teams on our side of the conference. And my expectations are to win out, and I hope that I really hope that that's the rest of our team's expectations as well.
And in the seasons ahead, would it be to get UTEP right to the top of Conference USA?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
Thank you again, Andrew. I really enjoyed the visit. I hope you did, too. Stay healthy, and the best to you and the Miners the rest of the way.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to the Picks Up Podcast, a UTEP Athletics production. Stay well, Picks Up, and go Miners. Let's talk again next time on another Picks Up Podcast.